Chinese pilot.
All right, you hold his head and his leg, that one there, and you cram that one over there together, okay? Be delicate.
Okay, so I'll bring her into the fold and then
we'll put them all together. What did you do to him there?
Did he always have a broken arm?
No, let's assume yes.
Hello and welcome to the only podcast, and if you crack open and look inside, there's another version of that podcast inside that podcast.
It's like a Russian babushka doll.
I've done it 14 times, and it just keeps getting smaller and smaller. But yes, this is Can We Add Arnie, and this is Corey Sutton.
Thank you, Alan Oldworth, for the wonderful introduction. It's great to be here.
It is so good to be here. We are doing today the movie Inception.
Directed by Christopher Nolan, who recently took out all the awards.
Oh, yeah, for Oppenheimer. Yeah, and warranted. Pretty good movie. Inception, great movie, but...
Now, this is a hot take.
Here we go.
I would say that Oppenheimer is not Nolan's best work.
No. I think it was just because it was just ticked all those Oscar boxes, right? Like, it's based on the true story.
Oscar
it's long.
Bait.
It's black and white at times.
There was 100% a narrative at those awards going, well, he's overdue.
Absolutely.
And same for Cillian Murphy. It was
absolutely.
He's overdue. He's unrecognized. He's great.
100%. Yeah.
Come at me, internet bros. I know you're going to hate that.
I don't think they will. Who's going to argue with that? I would argue Inception is way better, if we're going to get real, than Oppenheimer. Absolutely.
I would have said that perhaps even The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is the best out of all those movies.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, critic score for Inception, 87%, which is pretty good considering it's a mind-bending kind of drama action, you know?
It's one of those films, like, some people just ain't going to get it.
They ain't going to get it, including myself. Audience score, 91%, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It was the first movie I took a girl on a date to go see.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I was in year 10.
Yeah.
And we held hands.
Oh!
It was the first skin-on-skin contact in that relationship.
That's
also
nice.
The last.
And the last. Well, there you go.
We didn't kiss or anything after that.
You were too engrossed in the movie.
We sat in the foyer waiting for her dad to pick her up.
Yeah, and you were explaining what happened. She kept asking, the spinning toes, what did that mean?
I was like, see, some people got big brains like me. And not everyone's going to get this.
Why is the totem spinning? I don't understand. It's spinning at the end. Does that mean it's still in the whole thing? I don't want to talk about this.
I don't think I can be with someone who's not on my level, intellectually.
Now, this is the podcast where we do add Arnold Schwarzenegger into the movie. We will be forcing him in today because this movie is pretty good, to be honest. So
stacked cast.
It's a stacked cast. Before we go any further, but do we need to draw our character out?
Absolutely we do, Alan.
Do you want me to do it?
The character jar, as contributed to by the Can We Add Arnie listeners.
Yeah, you can do that. You can definitely contribute by getting into the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group. And you can do suggestions like this. John Lennon looking for his yellow submarine.
Looking forward to it, baby.
All right. In the meantime, Corey, while I ponder over that, you give us the synopsis, please.
Inception from 2010, directed by Christopher Nolan, follows Dom Cobb. Cobloaf.
Interesting name.
Dom Cobb. I didn't know that was his name.
Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe this information's wrong.
A thief who steals secrets from within dreams. He is offered a chance to clear his criminal record by performing Inception, planting an idea in someone's mind.
It's pretty cool, the whole idea behind it. You go into dreams, you hijack their dreams, and then you can steal valuable information. And the whole point of this movie is that they're going, yeah, we've mastered this, but then we go into dreams. And I think that they go four layers deep,
right? Pretty complex.
It's very complex.
I don't expect everyone to get it.
No, it's not for everyone, is it? It's just for, the smart people out there. We probably lost a lot of our listenership right now, but that's on them.
We have an IQ on this show of about 150 plus.
Between us? So where do we even begin adding Arnie?
Oh, this is so hard.
It's so hard, right? Actually, before we even get into the Arnie aspect of it all, one thing did come out to me is that your mate is in this, Michael Caine.
Yes, he is.
And even though he has such a minor role, because he's the father-in-law of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dom Cobb.
And he just randomly, he's in one scene saying, yeah, I'm going to set up this person. And then it's at the end giving a big hug to let him know everything's going to be okay.
He teaches architecture?
And he's like, I've got one that's going to blow your mind. And then like that all happens. But I would love to see Christopher Nolan sit down with Michael Caine explaining this plot, because I just feel like Michael Caine wouldn't quite get it on the first go.
Because he's quite old? Or
because he's old.
He just wouldn't get it.
Also, he hasn't got a movie of reference, so he's just kind of read the script and like, well, let's just do it, right?
Christopher, it's really good to have you here. Would you like a cup of tea?
I would absolutely love a cup of tea. I'd love a cup of tea.
One sugar or two?
Oh, just the one. Just the one.
Here you go. Have that.
Oh, fantastic. Bloody good. Bloody good. Now, you've read the script.
I've read the script of this Inception.
What did you think about it, mate?
It is a bloody exceptional movie.
Yeah.
And
I think it's going to be good.
I just got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
The premise of this film.
Yeah.
Because it's really important.
Now, you've only got the two scenes, just the little bit at the start, like with you got Leo, and you guys have a little chat, you set that scene up, and then at the end. So you don't need to be across the whole thing, but...
Christopher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you not cut me off next time?
So sorry. So sorry.
So I just, as an actor, and I'm an Academy Award winning actor.
Oh, I'm very aware.
You would know that part of the process of an actor is that we have to get into the mind of the actor.
Okay.
And so for me,
this is interesting for me. I love this. The process or process, depending on where you are.
I need to know everything about the script, the context of what's going on, the backstories of each character.
Completely.
Who am I? Who is Dom Cobb?
Yep.
Is he
great question.
Is he related to a cob loaf? I don't know. And so I just need to talk to you. Mainly the real question I have, is this some kind of Naughty Land fantasy that we're going into someone's dream and anything can pop up?
Yeah.
So there could be a Batman. There could be a Robin.
No, not in this one.
So let me get this straight. So about this thimble.
I cannot clarify enough. You are literally, I'm just reading through the dialogue. We got half a page.
Now, see, I was thinking about the half a page.
Half a page.
What if we extended that?
It's 176 pages. We've got half a page.
And
I'm flying you out.
And I appear in Cobb's dream.
Well, no.
And at some point in the dream,
okay,
he's dreaming. And maybe, I don't know. Let's say a choo-choo train appears.
Yeah.
And it just bursts through these doors. And then all of a sudden I'm there.
You like that. That was in the scene. What's that? Page 96, isn't it?
Yeah. And then then I rock up out of nowhere.
In the train.
And I'm just like, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
I know you love sneaking that in, but we can't do that. Okay. Look.
What if I go,
yeah,
she was only 16 years old.
Okay.
She was only 16 years old.
Excuse me. I couldn't help but notice you guys talking over there. Oh.
Hello there. Who we got here?
Hello, it's John Lennon.
John Lennon?
Couldn't help but notice you guys were having a bit of a dream. Just,
John, aren't you supposed to be dead?
Well, no, I'm too busy looking for a yellow submarine, aren't I?
What do you mean? Have you lost your yellow...
My yellow submarine,
John,
ain't I?
I have a question for you.
Yeah, I've got a few questions
And
as
I've got
well,
a question
actually.
For Christopher.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Christopher?
Yeah, shoot away.
Is this a dream right now? Because John Lennon is supposed to be dead.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe this is a bit of a dream.
Have you incepted me to implant the idea of Inception in my mind?
Yeah.
And you want me to accept the role?
I think that's a pretty good question, Christopher. You should probably answer it. Look, let's just say maybe I just wanted to get in your brain to kind of talk you out of trying to get a bigger role in this movie, maybe.
Knock, knock.
Oh, come in.
Hello, it's me, John Lennon.
Oh, wait, then who am I?
Oh, I don't believe this. It's also John Lennon.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Oh, here comes our order. Who's this? Hello, it's me, John Lennon.
I don't believe this. It's three John Lennons.
What is going on? There's so many John Lennons around here. What's happening?
Christopher, this is what I mean. This is a dream. We've got three John Lennons.
What about
I'm just
the one,
looking
what
for
about,
my yellow
what about
submarine.
The one you're sitting on right now?
Hold on, let me just move over. Oh, would you look at that? I've been sitting on a John Lennon.
Oh.
Hello there. It's me, John Lennon. I've been underneath you.
Oh, these scripts of the paper, they seem to be a... Hello, it's me, John Lennon. Oh, there's John Lennon as well. We've been Lennon-ceptioned.
Christopher, I want you to know that I'm going to take this role.
Okay.
As long as I get to work alongside John Lennon. Is there a possibility that we could
think
add
that's going to be
John
happen.
Lennon
yeah.
to the script? Yes, I'd like to be in the script, please,
yeah,
Christopher.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful idea, Christopher.
What about me, the one being sat on?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm just looking for my yellow submarine, and then I'll come back and do the movie of Inception.
All right, pull me out of the dream, please. Play my music or something.
Christopher, wait, about this dice.
Yeah. I can't see it going anything other than that, to be honest with you.
I didn't realize that John Lennon was going to rock up so early.
I had no idea as well, but there he was. Arnie, obviously, the point of the podcast, can we add Arnie? Is there a position that you can see an Arnie belonging in?
The badass of the film really is Tom Hardy, isn't it?
Ames. That's true. He is a badass. No denying that.
And what's a forger? Because his role is a forger who can impersonate others within his dreams. I've just answered my own question.
There you go. It's a weird to do. I would like to see Arnie just with the team hanging out, you know?
Yep.
Because I feel like although Tom Hardy's the muscle, he's not real muscle compared to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's be real, right?
No.
So do we see the scenario of them getting into the dream sequence and him trying to figure it all out?
And he's like confused.
Yeah, Arnie loves being confused. At least on this podcast, he certainly does.
Maybe it's the scene where they're all like planning to get into the airplane.
Okay, yes, okay.
And going over the plan.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, right. It's me, Dom Cobb.
Hey, it's so good to see you, Dom. You look fantastic.
Thank you very
much.
Still
having the reoccurring nightmare of your wife coming and killing you every time you go into the dream world?
I told you that in confidence.
My apologies. Continue. Sorry about that.
Well, now the rest of the crew knows.
Oh, I'm using my outdoor voice. Sorry.
Arthur.
Okay.
Ariadne.
Yep.
Is that how I pronounce your name?
Yep, sure is. I don't know. I'm too shy. I'm not really going to talk much in this one, but...
As you can see...
They're very shy.
I do dream about my wife.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to come up at some point in the mission.
Yeah, so what is that? That's just you having breakdowns and then she comes because you're guilt and then she always wants to kill you?
Okay, let me explain this to you.
She's very angry.
I'm explaining this to you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Many years ago, my wife and I, we got stuck
sorry,
in a dream.
More peanuts when you get a chance. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, was she giving out peanuts?
Well, did you want some?
I wouldn't mind some before we go on the mission. Well, I don't want to do a mission on an empty stomach.
Can we get some more peanuts over here for my friend
Cobb? This is your captain speaking. We're going to close flight service now as you prepare for takeoff.
What a shame. Sorry you missed out. Oh,
damn it. Why didn't you grab some for the team?
Well, I thought it was just for me. I don't know who's allergic. I'm not going to be that guy, am I?
You didn't have to take the hot towel as well.
I needed the hot towel for my hot face. Jesus. Come on. I apologize. Continue. You were telling the story about your psycho wife.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, my wife and I were doing a bit of a job. We got stuck in a dream.
Yeah, yes.
For 50 years. It could be like 5 minutes in the real world.
Yeah.
50 years.
In the fourth level?
In the fourth level of dreaming. If you get stuck in there, you could just stay in there forever. So what I'm saying is...
You have the mental capacity of an 87-year-old.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh.
And so... It comes a time where my wife, she really struggled adjusting.
Uh-huh.
And
then she just totally took it cool, probably. No need to go on with the story. Actually, could I get a soda water? This story is long.
Oh, can I please get a soda water as well? No? Okay, they're going to ignore me.
Yeah, I think it's a you thing.
And so she decided to kill herself.
Oh, no. That's not good. That's a horrible way. Oh, you gotta hate it. So what is our mission today? We're gonna go into a dream of this man, and then we're gonna go into another dream.
Yeah, so he's already asleep.
Another dream. Yeah, I know, like, he's ready asleep. He looks at this. I slap his face. Wake up. He can't even wake up. What an idiot. Look at this, little kisses on the head.
Will you stop kissing the man?
Now he's gonna have sweet dreams of me. That's what's going to happen.
This is incredibly unprofessional.
I disagree. It means he'll like me in my dream. Nothing bad's going to happen to me. He loves me.
Okay, cut it out.
I'm sorry.
I need you to focus.
Okay, so we're going in his dream.
We're going in his dream.
Yes.
And it'll be a dream within a dream.
Okay, go into that dream.
Within a dream again.
Okay.
So we can plant the idea that he needs to prevent this from going ahead.
And we're only going 3 layers, right? Because I don't want to do that 50-year trap thing that you did.
No, we might go 4 layers.
Oh, that's a lot of layers.
Just to be safe.
No, it's not
you
safe.
You even know who this guy is.
No. Sorry, he just tastes so delicious. I'm so sorry.
I need you to stop kissing him. Come on, man. You got to stop kissing the target.
It's the count of the salter in the nuts, and then I count it with his sweet forehead, and it just kind of turns into this nice yum. Now, okay, so when are we getting on with this? We're doing it now?
As soon as you stop kissing the target,
okay,
we will start to incept his dreams.
There's something on his skin. I didn't even know it was his moisturizer.
Don't you dare. Don't taste the man's skin.
What is that? It's like a watermelon or something. I'm just licking his forehead. Little.
Stop licking him.
Okay, we're going in.
Okay, so put this in your vein.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's a bit tight.
And I'm just going to insert the liquid now.
And this will knock me out.
Hold on, that's meth.
No, oh, yeah. No, I recognize it. Why is that an option? How did you get that through the airport?
Sorry, we had this switch to meth.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
All right. So,
Sorry.
So once we put this in your veins, you'll go to sleep. I'll do the same.
Yeah, and we're all going to wake up in the dream world.
And we're going to wake up in the next dream world.
Perfect.
You ready?
One more moment before we do that.
No, if you kiss him.
Please, just a little goodnight kiss. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, that was laughing gas. Let me try that again. I missed. You have very big veins.
They're thick, sometimes confused for arms.
Oh, here we go. And now myself.
Okay. Well, I think I still got a little bit of the meth in me. Okay. All right. We're now three layers deep into a dream, and the world is moving very slowly. Now.
Who's that over there?
Okay. Oh, no, it's an asthmatic train. What the hell is there a train doing here, Cobb?
Hello, it's me.
So dumb.
Well, I think it's coming together nicely. There is a role that I was watching Joseph Gordon-Levitt play where there's a point where everyone's under, they're all asleep, and he's trying to essentially do this thing where it's the kick, where you go to try and wake them up, and they're in like the second layer, I think. So everything's kind of in weird slow motion.
In the hotel?
In the hotel, right? So there's no gravity because in the top layer, they're falling in a van, everything's gone to hell, and so he's trying to get everyone safe, but he needs to wake them up, and he needs to do the kick at the right moment. So he's trying to figure out how you do a kick, essentially push someone over to kind of wake them up if there's no gravity.
Which was, fun fact for everybody listening at home, they actually created that rotating room, didn't they? As a set.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and so essentially he's trying to do this. It's very cool, but I looked at it and went, Joseph Gordon-Levitt ain't got no chance. He ain't got muscles.
No, how's he going to navigate that?
Yeah, and he ties them all up. He's trying to float them around like a weird kind of human balloon.
Yep.
Arnie for that role, baby.
Who's alongside Arnie in this? Because I don't recall there being another, unless it was a bodyguard. Was it like a...
There was a random people he was like fighting and stuff the whole time.
He was fighting
like shooting people.
Subconscious security.
Yeah, that's right.
Of Robert Fisher.
Yes. So I guess he's fighting them while trying to put together this whole thing.
Okay. Oh my God. The world is so crazy. Everything's flipping around. Oh my goodness. My whole team is floating around like some kind of sad balloons.
Hey, you.
Hey, get out of here. All right, get out. All right.
Stop shooting me.
Hey, I'm so sorry.
I'm on your side.
Enemy. Oh, that's good. That's good. Come with me. As you can see, we're trying to float through this weird world.
Why are we floating? Why is there no gravity? I'm so confused.
Let me explain it to you. In the top layer of the dream.
What layer?
Right now, something must be happening where we're falling and gravity is so slow that it's catching up with us and we can barely move because of what's happening in that top layer.
I need to confess to you something.
Tell me right now. Safe ears, baby. Tell me. Stop laughing. Focus now as I'm trying to grab these random people by their legs and tie them together.
I'm sorry. All right.
I'm going to tie these people up. You got your questions. Keep asking. That's just sellotape. Oh, this isn't going to hold.
I'm not actually a part of your team.
Oh.
I'm the subconscious security of your target, Robert Fisher.
Oh, wait, so you're against me.
I'm meant to be against you. Yeah, but I'm done.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
This dream world sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I can't taste steak.
No.
I can't drink beer.
No, it's like the Matrix.
Can you take me with you?
Of course I can, totally. Taking a dream character into the real world, yeah. That shouldn't be hard at all. If you help me tying up these bodies, then yeah, no brainer.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I would never lie to you.
Hey, my name's Ferdinando.
Fernando, nice to meet you. All right, well, help me out. All right, you hold his head and his leg, that one there, and you cram that one over there together, okay? Now, this is me thinking out loud, but if you've got an answer. Oh. What did you do to him there?
Did he always have a broken arm?
No, let's assume yes, okay. No more breaking arms. Be delicate, okay?
Okay, so I'll bring her into the fold and then
we'll
put
them all together. God damn it. Okay. Look, you know what?
I got another question.
No, more questions from you. You get the elevator door, okay? Don't touch them. Put the hands down.
Okay, their hands are going down.
Stand over
there.
She
always had like a dislocated shoulder, right?
Hey, go by the elevator. You are pissing me off, all right? Come on, get the elevator. That should work in
normal
gravity.
Okay, let me just go get the... Whoa!
Oh, no!
Ah!
That was Cobb. You've done something to his leg. He'd always bent that way a little bit, I think. It's fine. I've almost done tying them up now. never mind.
Well, now that was you.
That wasn't me. That was a little bit me. That's a minor fracture. It's a hairline fracture. It's fine, okay? It's fine. All right. Get the elevator. Okay. We've got to do a kick. Do you know what I'm saying when I say we're going to do a kick?
Oh, it's kind of like when you take meth.
That's kind of what it is. It's why I'm going to wake them up. When I hear the music, I'm going to wake them up.
What kind of music am I listening out for?
Limb Biscuits Rolling.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, I fell.
You've got to get over there. Get the elevator.
I'm over the elevator. Beep. Bing.
Hold the door open. I'm going to float these people over Bing. Like they're going a down. Giant Macy's Day Parade balloon. God damn it. What did I just say? Hold the door open. What are you doing?
Yes.
Come on, man.
You said hold the elevator. It just went.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hold the elevator.
Well, I'll get it again. I'll call another one.
Come on. Beep. All right, I'm bringing them over now. I'm slowly bringing them over. Gentle.
What were you saying about that balloon outside?
I was just saying they are like a balloon, like a Macy's Day balloon. They're going to be very quiet and subtle. And
did he always have a nosebleed?
Shh. Not talking from you. Get the elevator door or I'm going to kill you. Okay, all right, the door.
Elevator's here.
All right, hold the door. I'm bringing them in slowly.
All right, surely. I've got the door. Are we in?
Almost in.
Okay.
Very tight space right
it's
now.
It's very tight.
It's very tight.
All right, I'm all right. in. You're in.
We're all. I think we're all in.
Do you want me to, should we press it?
Close the door.
Can you hold the door for me?
Oh, no, who the hell was that?
I just need to go down.
No. There's no room for you. Please close the door now. I really think
we should hold the door for
him. No, that'd be rude. No, don't.
Don't be a dickhead.
That's just my dream subconscious that always makes me be polite. Close the door. Go.
Okay, door's closed. Okay.
Oh,
that ankle. Hold on. No, Let me open it again.
Bring the leg in a little bit. Okay, yeah. That is not going to be good for them when they wake up.
Now, okay. We need to go up or down?
Wait a moment. We're waiting for the music, and then I'm going to detonate this explosive, and then we'll wake up.
Going up.
God damn it. This is the most frustrating day of my life. I need you just to wait, okay?
Stop pushing
all the buttons.
I didn't push it.
You're lying to me now. You are the worst subconscious security guard I've ever experienced, okay?
I just really want to get out of here.
All right, okay, me too. Okay, and I'm totally going to take me with you. So that's the song. That's the song. Set up the explosive now.
Oh, I could not hold it together with the slow Limp Bizkit.
It's the only way I listen to it. You play it backwards, it actually gives you really lovely messages about peace and unity.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's a pretty good scene. Locked and loaded there, my friend.
There's something so humorous about things going wrong, going wrong with Arnie.
And that security guard, he's left there. He ain't going anywhere. Poor security guard.
I think finally...
Yeah, please.
It's probably worth putting Arnold as the main character, Dom Cobb.
Absolutely. Crap name.
Crap name. And is it at the end scene where he's in his apartment with his kids?
Yeah.
And Michael Caine is there.
Okay, yeah.
And he spins his little...
His little totem. Yeah.
I just think it'd be quite humorous, Arnie explaining his totem.
Yeah, absolutely.
As that's happening. Daddy, will you come outside?
Yeah, 1 second, kids. Oh, my God. It's just so good to see you. Daddy's been gone for so long, but he loves you so much. I'll be outside with you and your sister in a moment, okay?
So you want us to go outside?
Yeah, just play for a moment, okay?
What about Granddad?
Granddad and I are going to have a quick little conversation, okay?
Yeah, go along, little kids. Get out of here.
Hey, we did it, okay?
What do you mean we did it?
I just wanted to let you know that your daughter, who I saw in the afterlife, in the dream sequence...
Are you talking about my little Mal?
Yeah. She was as beautiful as the day we got married. And I said goodbye to her, and it was very emotional. But she let me go, and now I could come back to see the kids.
Did she have anything to say to her old man? Because, you know, I loved that little girl.
Yeah. You would think she probably would have, right? Probably a father.
Yeah. I was in her life a lot longer than you were.
Yeah. Probably, you probably definitely came up in the 50 years that we were stuck together at one point.
And what did she say about me? It's probably good stuff.
Yeah. No, she totally mentioned you. She said, say to my dad, keep hanging in there, sport. I remember it well.
She always loved calling me sport.
Yeah.
And I used to call her girl sport. Tell me.
Yeah.
In the 50 years.
Not lying. This is real.
In the 50 years that you were...
Stuck with her.
Stuck in the dream.
And when she went mentally insane, yes.
What did you do?
Oh,
in the dream world.
What I do with your daughter with 50 years to spare in the world where we didn't really
Cause you couldn't,
have anything else to do?
You couldn't make kids, so you had to just...
Well, we couldn't. We just mainly talked. Just mainly played Uno. That's it.
Are you telling me that you took...
Hacky sack some days.
Oh, you had a hacky sack.
Yeah. I dreamt that up. And so, yeah, hacky sack, Uno, That's the only things I did with your daughter, sir. Okay.
Just tell me this.
Okay.
Did you love her?
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah, well, she never called me sport. But I think we did have a love thing happening there for a while before she went insane and tried to kill me every time I had a dream.
What did she say about the kids?
Oh, they, you know, totally, I love them. Yeah, they totally came up too. I think she said to the two kids, keep doing good stuff, sport.
Oh, that sounds like
the same nickname, I think, for the kids and you.
It's a bit of a hand-me-down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's obviously very sentimental.
How do you know that you're not still in the dream world now?
Well, I'm going to spin a little totem thing now and figure it out. You want to watch?
I mean, I could.
Yeah, you could watch it. So what I'm going to do is I spin the little spinny thing.
Yeah.
And then if it keeps spinning and never falls down, it means I'm in the dream world, okay?
Okay.
So here we go.
What happens if I do this?
Oh, no, it doesn't count if you touch it. Give me back that.
Yeah, but it looks really cool.
No. Don't touch it, all right? Because okay. I got to leave. If it falls naturally, it means I'm no longer in the dream world, okay?
All right. So it has to fall naturally?
Naturally.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
So what if I just bang the...
Don't do the thing! What are you doing? I'm sorry to yell at you, but this is the only way I can see if I'm in the real world. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just, this is the last time. And this is so very, very important, okay? I need to watch it, and I need to make sure it spins and then falls down, okay? Okay?
Jeez, well, explain that to me one more time.
I'm just struggling with the concept. I'm going to spin it, and you're going to watch. Uh-huh. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It falls down, happily ever after, okay?
Okay, sport.
Ready?
I think I'm ready. Knock, knock.
God damn it. Who was at the door?
I'll just go get the door, shall I?
I'm going to spin it while you go to the door the second you go. No, I'm going to.
No, don't spin. I don't want
to
miss it.
I need to know.
I don't want to miss it.
Okay? It's very important. I need to watch it, okay?
Okay,
I'm spinning it now. Ignore the door.
Ignore the door?
Ignore the door!
Okay, spin.
Beep, beep. Oh, that's all my time. The hot pocket. I got to go. Well, that concludes it. Can we add Arnie to Inception? We absolutely bloody can, can't we?
It was one of the funnest episodes we've done.
And delicious. That man's
so
head.
Much reference of food.
Yeah, I think that says more about where I am right now. I haven't had lunch.
Oh, man, I could smash a Hot Pocket.
Absolutely. And we would love you to smash the like button on our Facebook page. Give us a cheeky follow, maybe on our Instagram as well. We're on all the socials.
Yes, please do. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us.
Yes.
Hit subscribe. The more subscribers we get, the better. Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify as well. Follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget, join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group.
Yes, we want to take your suggestions on movies that you want us to do and characters that you want us to randomly add. Until then, take care and keep spinning around.
You're only supposed to listen to the Can We Add Arnie podcast.